Log Talk Radio.
You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning life around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you.
Sometimes you got to just tell daddy, I know who you are. I know who you are. You're that way maker. You're that promise keeper. You're the healer. You're that deliverer. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And then we're going to ask Pastor to follow that up with a word of inspiration. Hallelujah. So this time we're going to ask
Hallelujah, 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 Lord. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you this morning. We thank you, God, for another day. We love you, we adore you, hallelujah. We stand on your promises. We trust your grace and your mercy is sufficient. We bow before the throne of grace this morning, God. We humble ourselves to your word, your will, and your purpose for our lives. We exalt you on high, God, to King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you, God, for never leaving us or forsaking us. We thank you that the work you started in us, you will complete. Hallelujah. We thank you for your precious Son. We thank you for the Spirit of the Lord. We thank you for the Holy Ghost who leads, guides, and directs our path. We thank you for the power of the blood. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood covers from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We bind sickness, death, and disease far from us. We plead the blood of Jesus on every doorpost and windowsill of our home. We thank you, God, for dominion and power. Life and death is in our tongues. We speak life, hallelujah. We speak blessings and not curses. We rebuke and bind you, Satan, under our feet in the name of Jesus. We bind sickness under our feet. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We stand on your word, hallelujah. We stand on your promises, God. Hover over us in the name of Jesus. Set on us, God. Hallelujah. We don't want to visit, but with you, we want you to stay with us, live and dwell with us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We adore you, God. We exalt you. We love you. Hallelujah. We don't want to take nothing for granted, God. We thank you that we can talk and use our limbs this morning. We thank you, God, for every blessing. Hallelujah. It's a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to wake up this morning, God. And we thank you, God, that you draw us to yourself. We thank you, God, that you picked us, hallelujah, out of the litter to spare our lives one more day, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We honor you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Now show up and show out in the name of Jesus in our lives, God. Cover our children and our grandchildren, Father. Let your grace, let our prayers be a blessing in their lives, God. Take our prayers and bottle up our prayers for generational blessings, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bind all dysfunction, all generational curses, pull it out from the root, burn it out, God. Give us rivers of flowing water in our belly, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We walk in the fire of the Lord, and we stand on your word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, praise you, and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God. Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen.
Hello, praise God.
Waymaker. He is a waymaker out of no way. Amen. Yes. We thank Evangelist Ursula for that powerful prayer. Amen. So the scripture I'd like to share for inspiration is coming from Philippians, the fourth chapter, beginning with the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. And at 19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Ursula, for that heartfelt prayer, and Pastor Bell for that word of inspiration. And for those that don't know it, God will supply all of your needs. And I don't care what your need is, even if it's salvation. The Bible says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, saying he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So he's living right now to do this. This is his purpose. Hallelujah. Well, we're talking about the mystery of God, brothers and sisters, which is revelation knowledge. That's what we've been sharing. Our foundational scriptures can be found in Colossians 1. Hallelujah. And we're going to start with the 26th verse. And we're going to go through the 28th verse. And I'm on 26 through the 28th verse. And we're going to ask Evangelist Ursula to read it out of King James and Pastor. You should be so kind to read it out of the Messenger Bible.
I apologize, Pastor. What did you say?
Yes.
Colossians what?
1:26 through 28.
26. The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches and of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's 28.
Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. This mystery has been kept in the dark for a long time, but now it's out in the open. God wanted everyone, not just Jews, to know this rich and glorious secret inside and out, regardless of their background, regardless of their religious standing. The mystery, in a nutshell, is just this. Christ is in you, so therefore you can look forward to sharing in God's glory. It's that simple. This is the substance of our message. We preach Christ, warning people not to add to the message. We teach in a spirit of profound common sense. No more, no less. That's what I'm working so hard at day after day, year after year. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is about the mysteries for the saints, brothers and sisters. God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So he says here, if you'll listen with your spirit man, he's talking about the mystery. And along with mystery, there is some hidden wisdom. How do I know that? In 1 Corinthians 2 and 7, we're going to read that scripture. 1 Corinthians 2 and 7. Now, and then in a little while, I'm going to show you, it ain't for everybody. This mystery ain't for everybody. So be thankful that God is opening your eyes to truth.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages of our glory.
Amen.
Amen. Excuse me, from the Message Bible, verse 7 in here. We, of course, have plenty of wisdom to pass on to you once you get your feet on firm spiritual ground, but it's not popular wisdom. the fashionable wisdom of high-priced experts that will be out of date in a year or so. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purpose. Amen.
Amen. See, this mystery is hard to explain for those that don't understand it, because that's what a mystery is anyway. It's something hard to understand or explain if a person is not familiar with it. So trying to teach people that we're part of the resurrection and that we ought to be celebrating the resurrection. Well, when we're celebrating Christ, sisters, you ought to be celebrating what happened to your life. You're part of the resurrection.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I haven't seen that, Pastor. Well, you ain't read the scripture properly. Because it says, if you then be risen with him. Let me say that one more time. If you then be risen with him, it's not a mystery to you. But for those that have not been risen, their spirit, well, look here. Over here in Corinthians 15 and 51, I want you to see this because everybody can't see this. But you don't have any problem believing that you're part of the resurrection today, now, right now. So when you're celebrating resurrection, man, you ought to be rejoicing. You know why? Because the old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And for those that have not had this experience, they're still wrestling with it. It's a problem for them. It's puzzling for them.
Yeah.
They don't get it. To us, who is part of the resurrection, it's common. It don't mean it's a walk in the park. I understand it. It don't baffle me. I'm not prepared by it. I'm not prepared by it. I mean, I get it. Because I'm part of the resurrection. And you are too if you open your eyes to the Bible.
Yeah.
If you be risen. Well, you know what? You may not been risen. You may have not crucified the flesh. You may not have buried the old man. All you may know is churchy stuff that people, well, this is what this symbolizes. No, we got to do that. We have to experience that. And once you experience it, then it's no longer a mystery to you.
Mm-hmm.
But read 1 Corinthians 15:51. I want you to see this.
Amen. 15:51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Friend of the Message Bible. But let me tell you something wonderful. A mystery. I'll probably never fully understand. We're not all going to die, but we are all going to be changed. You hear a blast to the end. I'm sorry, you hear a blast to end all blasts from a trumpet. And in the time that you look up and blink your eyes, it's over. Amen.
Yeah. Well, see, people, they thinking that's when you die and you leave this earth. That's not so. It's a mystery to them. They don't get it. This happening right now. So when the Bible talk about sleep, you go over there to John 11, you'll see when Jesus told Martha, said, so let it. Like, he just sleep. But they didn't understand that. So finally, Jesus said, okay, he dead. Then he tells her, okay, here's what I want you to believe, Martha. If a man die in me, though he be dead, yet shall he live again. Can you believe that, Martha? Martha wanted to go in and tell her, like a lot of people do about their Christian experience, Lord, I know you're the Savior. I know you're a Christ. I know you're a healer. I know you're Jesus. Okay. I'm the resurrection, Martha. I am the resurrection. You waiting on the day to come Because Martha, you know, she's talking about this great day is going to come, and when all God's children shall rise up. And I know you the Christ. Matter of fact, if you ask God right now to let my brother be risen, he'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sad. People don't get this. But Christ is the resurrection. Stop waiting on the day. If you're waiting on the day, you're going to be in trouble, brothers and sisters. Christ has already risen. He's not going to die again. If you die right now, you don't have to ever worry about dying again. See, because you've been asleep. That's all. So your spirit man is going to come awaken once you crucify the flesh. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
Amen.
And I don't expect everybody to understand it, because that's why Jesus had to give parables. A lot of people don't know this, but that's why he had to give parables. Remember over there in Mark 1? Well, I'll let you read it. Mark 4 and 11. I want you to see this. Mark 4 and verse 11.
Amen.
Amen.
11. Hallelujah. And he said to them, to you in has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, he told them, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. But to those who can't see it yet, everything comes in stories creating readiness, nudging them toward respective insight. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So what Jesus does is he has to give parables to those people who really haven't been born again. Even today, people, they don't understand what the kingdom of God is. They think it's something going to come. No, the kingdom of God is already here. Matter of fact, the Bible says within you. Well, what is that?
Yeah.
Righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. Romans 14 and 17. That's what the kingdom of God is.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody don't get it. They waiting on God's great kingdom to come. Lord, at this time will you restore Israel? Well, at this time will you let your kingdom come? The kingdom has already came.
Yeah.
It's a mystery to those that are not. So Jesus said, okay, I got to tell them in parables, because until they get born again, they won't get this. They won't understand it.
Amen.
But you know what? It's been given unto you to know the mystery. Know the mystery. Well, guess what the mystery is, brother and sister? I'm glad you asked me. That's what it is. Christ in you is the mystery.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Yeah, I read it. Christ in you is the mystery. Now, I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. And that's what we're preaching. We're preaching about the resurrection that's in you. When will you come up to that sonship? God expect that for you. He wants you to live in that newness of life. He wants you to seek those things above where Christ sit, and not the things of the earth. Not the things of the earth. Let me say it one more time. Not the things of the earth. Seek those things above. Not wasting your time trying to figure out what's going on in the world. Christ in you is the hope of glory. That's the mystery. That's the mystery.
Amen.
I'm going to read it to you in a moment. I'm going to go find that. But see, people, they reject what God did in the man Christ Jesus. Do you realize how powerful that is, brothers and sisters, what God did for us? The Bible says, and I want you to know this, he says, even the mystery which had been hidden from ages and from generations, but now, y'all have to say, but now, but right now, He is made manifest or made known to his saints, not to everybody. not to people who carry the Bible, not people who just out here preaching for money, not to everybody.
Hallelujah.
Not people out here with long robes, but to saints. So a lot of people think that they're supposed to know everything because, you know, they go to church or whatever, whatever. No, it's only, the mystery is only made known unto saints to whom God would make known what is the riches of his glory. We may not talk about it today. Mm-hmm. You need to know you're in the glory of God, man. This is the mystery among them. Here's the mystery. The Gentiles can get it. Everybody can get it. You know, some folks think that only certain people can know certain things. Only certain people should know certain things. That's how Satan got people's mind twisted. Well, they got the executive, the echelon. They got all these people who above everybody else, and that's where they live. They thinking that they're above, other folks can't know. Listen, brother and sister, don't be stupid now. God made himself available for you. Jesus disrobed himself, came down to earth, and became just like his brothers and sisters. Now, how'd you get so high-minded because you got a few titles? That's a life from the pits of hell. But the Bible says, this mystery among you, even the Gentile, which is Christ in you. The hope of glory. So the glory that you want is already in you. But you can't be like these Colossian people. They thought, you know, hey, they were some special group. They felt like, you know, people, just false teachers. That's what it was. Like a lot of people teaching a lot of false doctrine today. Spiritual perfection was a secret and hidden plan that only a few of these privileged Jews would know. Well, I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, everybody can know. And we're going to let the cat out the bag right now, bless God.
The Bible says,
now that he had ascended, is what is he but who had descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended, here's what he did, is the same that ascended for all heaven, that he might fill all things. So Christ had to fulfill all things. So he had to become like us. But here it is right here. I'm going to show you that he don't make no difference. The Bible says, and he gave some apostles, and don't get caught up on the some because I'm explaining that what that means. He says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come into that unity of faith and of the knowledge, to my revelation knowledge, of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, here's what I want you to see, brothers and sisters, and as I unpack this, unfold this, here's what I want you to see. That he gave all of these gifts. But guess what? They're all for the same purpose. The prophet ain't no greater than the teacher. The teacher ain't no greater than the evangelist. The pastor ain't no greater.
Ain't none no greater.
They all got the same ministry. What is that?
Uh-huh.
That you asked me. How about this? For the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You know why the saints need to be perfected? I'm glad you asked me again. I'll tell you why they need to be perfected, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about this, the very idea, brothers and sisters. I just want you to see this. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, this is for the saints. It ain't for everybody. Revelation knowledge is for truly for the saints, till we all come into that perfect. So this is why we have to do this. That's why we're teaching this message in such a way, because people have to understand that it was for the mystery is for the saints. Remember the 26th verse now, even the mysteries which had been hidden from the ages and from generation, but now is made manifest to his saints. That's why we have to continue to teach people this revelation knowledge, not about religion, who's the greater, who has this office, that office. No, we all do the same thing. If Christ was here right now, he would be perfecting the body. He probably wouldn't be up in some building. He may be over here in the park. Over here, I don't know. He'd be going door to door. He'd be go ye therefore into all the world, teach all nations. He wouldn't limit it to a group of people. Brothers and sisters, stop limiting the gospel to just the people in your circle. You know, that's a big thing nowadays. If you're not in a circle, you don't get to know them. So they do the privacy thing. Listen, brothers and sisters, you can't operate like that. Yours can't be private. Somebody else's maybe, but you can't, because you got the gospel to preach. You got to get the saints edified, perfected. That's our job. So I don't care if they're Mexican, white, black, Korean. It doesn't matter. Your job is to perfect them. Get them saved. Get them delivered. That's who you are. Yes, you can do that. You've been given authority by the Almighty.
Hallelujah.
And that's about the power is to be. No, that's ignorant. The power is already here. Well, to the power to be, what power going to be? The power to be. I said, that is just so ignorant. What power to be? Instead of saying Christ or God, thank for the power to be. Man, I was just so outdone. I just up and laughed, and they couldn't understand why I was laughing. Then I said, the power is already here. Christ already alive, man.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Amen.
This is where we just kind of, anybody like to have anything to say, just press 1, and we'll let you in. Anybody have any comments on anything, any revelation knowledge, press 1. We just want you to know that you can engage in whatever the message is today. There's no big eyes and little U's. There's no private sector here. Well, we can know this, but you can't know that. What can you know about the body of Christ I can't know? Put me in a decent in order. I'll tell you what the order is. The order is that you perfect the body of Christ. That's the order of the day. That's a gift you got. That's what it's for. Work to give.
Yeah.
Go and help perfect the body of Christ. Show them that it's okay to love. Show them it's okay to bless somebody. Show them it's okay for somebody else to get a little bit more knowledge. Yeah, that's the order.
Yes, praise God. Amen. So someone else, Pastor, I'd like to read from the Message Bible, 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 4 through 11, where it's talking about the gifts and how these gifts, like you say, edify the, you know, one another so that we can be about doing what we're supposed to do here. It says, God's various gifts are handed out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various mysteries are carried out everywhere, but they all originated in God's Spirit. God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere, but God himself is behind it all. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit and to all kinds of people. The variety is wonderful. Wise counsel, clear understanding, simple trust, healing the sick, miraculous act, proclamation, distinguishing between spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. All these gifts have a common origin, but are handed out one by the Spirit of God. He decides who gets what and when. Amen. So I like that, how you say we all have these gifts, and that, you know, even though in the organized churches they have, you know, pastor and then the helpers and all, and but we all are to be witnesses for the Lord. We all are to able to carry God's word and share God's word, as you were saying. So I was just, you know, piggybacking on that, what you were saying. That's what we all have to do. It's not just one person to do this, but all of us. We have been equipped.
Amen. And the main thing, brothers and sisters, is to edify the saints. To edify the saints. That ought to be the purpose. But there are places that you can't sit in certain places. They call it God's house, but you can't sit in certain seats because it's not for you. They make themselves greater, better. See, and that's what they were doing in the Colossian church. They had some that was better. They had this one, a bunch of foolishness. So Paul said, you know what? I'm going to make this mystery known to everybody. Mm-hmm. Ain't no special gift. God's giving this stuff to the Gentiles. Do you know what that meant? You know what that means? The Gentiles were the people that was ostracized from the mainstream religion, whatever, Greek, whatever they were. But the Gentile was somebody that was not partakers of any mainstream. If they was Pharisees, Sadducees, but the Gentile was not part of that. But look what Christ did. He died for everybody. He made everybody part of this. And he gave them this gift to perfect the saints. That's why we have ministry. You don't have no ministry to play church. Play church is over. You have ministry. You have these gifts to do church, not to play church.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple of people stop listening to me because they said, oh, Pastor, you always on the church. I said, see, look how ignorant you are. I'm talking about the revelation. They don't get it. There's two churches. You got the organized church, which is a bunch of rules and regulations. Then you got the organism. The organism is being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. Now, which church you part of? You got to make a decision here. That's how we're talking about the kingdom of God. Some people think, oh, well, we're Jehovah kingdom. And I pass by one every day. They got these here kingdom halls. And they say, oh, this is where the kingdom of God is at. Are you stupid? Why are you going to put God in a little box? There's not a building on the face of the earth can contain God. There's nothing one. But then again, he can be contained in that body of yours. But yet, when you talk about putting God in the box, shut the doors, can't nobody else come in because we praying. No, that's when you ought to open the door. Maybe somebody right there need to come in. Listen, brother, so this stuff ain't rocket science. It's just a matter of you receiving what God have already did, just like these gifts you read about. When you receive it, that's when it becomes yours. I can give you Evangelist Ursula this wallet all day long. I can give it to her, but it ain't hers till she receives it. At some point in time, she'll realize, you know what? That's for me. That's mine. And she'll claim it and she'll pursue it and it becomes hers. That's the same thing with these gifts God then gave us. It's to the body of Christ. You're part of the body of Christ. Receive it and go bless somebody. Just don't get religious with it. Because you got, oh, I can interpret tongues. Oh, really? Do you know what tongues are? You know what you're saying? That's a different language.
Yeah.
But see, religious people, they think, oh, that person said that. This is what that means. No, if they spoke in a different language and you're familiar with that language, then you can interpret that. Yeah, this stuff is real simple, man. When you stay with truth, when you stay with the Spirit of God, when you stay with the Word of God, this stuff is so elementary. Now, we can get in some deep stuff now. We can get in some deep stuff, but this basic, this is basic stuff that God wants you to have.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I appreciate you all, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.